Greetings, everybody. We're back. I just got back from the Disclosure Summit with Corey Good over there, and boy, what an interesting conference. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about David Wilcox from a 20,000 foot perspective, and about earth changes and real disclosure. So there's a lot to cover here, so I'm just going to jump into it. So anyway, we are getting slammed by X-class flares, streaming from coronal holes, massive energy beams from Cygnus and other unknown origins. We talked about that yesterday. We're just getting there's all these major planetary alignments as well, all pointing to exponential social, economic, and physical earth changes. The Pleiadians are folding time on May 2nd, which will help us skip and get through some of this, but it's pretty interesting that it looks like the white hats and the military are stepping up their arrests, on the highest levels. So I'd expect the EBS emergency broadcast pretty soon, and there'll probably be a blackout on communications. Hopefully this will air. I've got a weird setup here because I just got home and nothing's working. And so I have an iPad and my computer and everything all jury-rigged. I'm not in my studio, so that's why everything looks a little strange. But anyway, there's probably going to be a blackout on definitely on the on communications due to solar activity, severe weather, and planned outages anyway. So I never was a part of the previous Hopium false starts, but it really feels like Nisar is imminent. It's coming in pretty soon. It kind of has to if we are going to survive as a republic. There's major social economic changes that are already unfolding with an entirely new governing and economic system soon to be installed. I think it's in place. They just have to, flip the switch. And the king and queen's visit is a signing off party, moving back to republic and common law. And if you notice the white snakeskin shoes Melania's wearing, so did you ever see a statue where Mary is standing on a snake? I think that kind of represents that if you connect the dots. But anyway, in the days to come, again, stock up on food, water, and have funds available. And this isn't fear porn. It's just time to lovingly and joyously prepare. Ask Babaji about that. And he was saying that, when you're prepared, it diminishes your fear. You say, okay, well, I'm prepared. Then you just forget about it. And a little old granny once, they were interviewing her and she was a prepper. And they said, aren't you afraid? And she said, no. She goes, I'm sitting right on top of my food with my 357. So, and she was laughing. So, I think in granny's spirit, that might be what we need to think about. But anyway, be sure and just store extra food for others. You don't want to fight over food, just, store a little extra. Anyway, there's going to be an increase in severe weather, some natural, some weather warfare. The geoengineering, some called chemtrails, is in full swing. And so major detoxing will be necessary. I got home and they just chemtrailed the crap out of us. It was unbelievable. I started getting chest pain and lung pain. And I have a little humidifier and I put a little peroxide in there and some oxygen water, and it kind of knocked it right out. I think there's some folks that are kind of sad to see my face on the air right now, but they are pulling out all the stops, and what they're spraying is definitely not human or crop friendly right now. So I think it's time to demand, our politicians support Ted Kennedy in addressing this matter, as well as getting all other toxins out of the air, water, land, and our food. The real war is going on overhead right now. Forget about Iran. We got to put an end to this. El Nino is in full effect with typhoons, hurricanes, and tornadoes, which will break all previous records, and it's already happening. And earthquakes will continue to hit Japan, California, Russia, the Holy Lands, as prophesized. There's a big prophecy that there's a big quake going to go through the mountain and the mountain there, and it's already happening. There's quakes already happening there. But anyway, there's also the coast of California all the way to Nevada is shaking right now. And there have been like 52 volcanoes recently erupting. Kilauea has been shooting softball-sized projectiles covering the highway, and so they're having to close things down. The viewing center is just covered in ash. But good stuff. They should gather all up and put it on the gardens. What else we see? Oh, the time between eruptions is also lessening. So I would say Greta and company need to protest the CO2 coming from the volcanoes, maybe sacrifice the ice-locked SS Al Gore, toss it into a volcano, or get the EPA to act, stop these volcanoes. What do you think? Looks like they were defunded for enforcing the Green New Steel agenda. So forget that one. Anyway, the forest jungles and plants are sure going to thrive. They love that CO2 and that ash. Keep an eye on the Axial Shield volcano off the coast of Oregon. We've talked a lot about that. Tonga's, I'm sure it's going to just keep popping off. And possibly, Mauna Loa over there on the Big Islands. Keep an eye on that. And I'm pretty sure St. Helens is going to start going off again. All this energy coming in, the earth is expanding. She's absorbing this energy. She's got to let it go. She's got to release it. Also, Three Sisters is bulging. That whole area is bulging right now. So it's in Oregon. So keep an eye on that one. But there are going to be quakes, in areas that have never been seen before. There was another assassination attempt on Trump. The assassin was caught live. So let's see who he is working with and really get to the, I don't think we're going to find out the truth, about who these guys are and what it's all about. So just don't get caught up in all this because it's all theater. We never hear the whole story, just as the previous assassination attempts. It seems every psychic, remote viewer, conspiracy theorists all have different opinions on what happened to David Wilcox. I know a lot of the people that have victim patterns are really locked into conspiracy theory will say, he's whisked off to some secret facility and he's not really dead, and this is all, everything from a clone, was killed to, I've heard it all, but you're gonna hear a lot of different opinions. I'll tell you what we looked at from the first time, and it's kind of one of those all above answers, and so we'll get into that. On the physical level, the family statement and the official police version are correct, and people are gonna get upset with that. David did take his own life, and I was aware of that, and we all tried to help him, and he lived in a locked community. He had a fence with a lock on it, and you couldn't get up there unless he allowed you to. And he isolated himself, and he wouldn't let anybody, hang out with him. And despite the bullshit that people are saying, Corey was responsible for David's death is the biggest, it's the sickest story I've ever heard, because David was a grounding force. I mean, Corey was a grounding force for David. He helped him out. And they tried everything to help him. And I said too, I've invited David to come to the ranch here and just hang out with us. We'd feed him and house him and take care of him and clear these entities and do a TPR session and clear out all the childhood trauma, everything, So that offer has been made over and over for 2 years. So, basically Corey and his family were at his side and did everything they could. Other than kidnap him, go in there and tie him up and kidnap him, which is not going to happen. So let's drop that one. But anyway, what led up to, him taking his own life had so many twists and turns, and they involved some very nasty entities, seen and unseen. So David was undergoing some extreme challenges, his divorce, ongoing legal battles, some with his former employees, the doxing, the trolling, the attacks coming from physical and non-physical beings, psychotronic warfare, IRS, the brute squad for the deep state were after him. He was deeply in debt and his health was failing. And so not eating in isolation all contributed to his being unalived. So there's a lot of different things happening here. And this is not an isolated incident. His mentor, Don Elkins, head of LL Research with Carl Ruckert, who brought in the raw material, which led to the Law of One, something David was heavily involved in, also killed himself with a bullet to the head. I don't want to be crash or whatever. I'm just telling you the facts, basically. Don suffered from extreme depression, paranoia, and what was described as psychic attacks. He was also in extreme financial debt. He eventually killed himself the same way David did, undergoing the same challenges. So right before David's death, Winfrey was also unalived, who wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, claiming David was the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. There is no verifiable information concerning the circumstances of Winfrey's death. I knew him. I hung out with him a little bit in the past, and I can only make the same assumption that he might have had a lot of the same challenges going on. He visited us years ago asking for help to clear any unseen ne negative influences and gain some clarity. And this was like, oh my God, it was 15 years. I don't do time very well. 15 years ago, something like that. It was a long time ago. Anyway, I hate to date myself, but I knew all these people, and you even had some of them on my show on As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. So in total transparency, there were some parts of the work, of David's work I did not agree with, where a lot of it was very informal, it was very informal, but it really made people think outside the box. Anyway, so these same forces have been coming after Corey Good, myself. Luckily, we have some, we have good support group, strong foundations, friends and family, along with tools to, to deal with such incursions. And I'm addressing this issue and bringing the unseen influences into the scene to help others understand many of the challenges and not get caught up in the same trap. So first of all, there are satanic Luciferian forces. The Ethiopian Bible refers to as the Demiurge and the Archons, fallen Anunnaki, serpent beings, royal reptilians, the Djinn, demonics, Dracos, negative greys, legions of unseen negative influences which target the light workers. In India, they have a saying, the greater your light, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So if you're on the front lines and you're calling this stuff out, and which David was, you're going to be under attack, and you better have a solid foundation and solid spiritual foundation in how to heal these unseen negative influences and shield yourself. So anyway, we've been teaching these methods to discern, shield, and heal these unseen negative influences for over 40 years. Yeshua ben Joseph, many refer to as Jesus, often speaks of these and clarified them in the Ethiopian Bible, which has 88 uncensored books, not the 66 used to create the Bible. Even those were censored. But many jump into the battle with these unseen, negative influences without the understandings, the tools, and techniques to deal with them. So, in ignorance and willingly, some are doing the bidding of these negative influences, holding the highest positions in the spiritual and UFO community, unfortunately. There's a major satanic Luciferian influence, and they were battling with that. So anyway, there are the gullible and the trusting, that they prey upon, which become their followers, joining in on the attacks and on those who are authentic. And imagine those who are authentic trying to navigate through and function under the weight of this convoluted mess. Anyway, so I'm trying to get this across that basically nothing is what it seems. On the highest level, you have some very dark forces controlling the narrative. They're financing the conferences, the documentaries, everything. And David was going up against that, and Corey as well. So that's what you're looking at here. And they have all kinds of entities under their thumb that are coming out. As I mentioned earlier, that you've got the Archons, the fallen Anunnaki, the royal reptilians, all that stuff, serpent beings. And they've been just coming on with a vengeance lately, and we've been clearing them over and over. It's just like a full-time job right now. So there's a lot more of the story, and I think it's really important that we all learn to clear our fields, create sacred space, and heal these unseen negative influences. Imagine if everybody that was connected to David did this and started doing their prayer work and their healing unseen negative influences and praying for protection and sending the masters and the archangels and the Andromedans and the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light and all of these beings. Imagine what kind of force that would muster. And that's probably something we all should be doing. And we shouldn't be jumping on the bandwagon, because of promises of fame, fortune, and money and joining these networks. And that's why people, they think if they attack us enough, they're going to get a cushy new role in this network and make a lot of money. And it's really sick. It's one of the sickest things I've ever seen. I'll go further in this later, but anyway, to avoid being influenced and taken out, it's imperative again that we heal any wounds and traumas from childhood, even past life experiences. These are the chinks in our armor that allow the unseen negative influences to enter. So living a high, a life of high morals and integrity is also imperative, yet this is a threat to those who are not. As one rises in popularity, reaches and heals or frees more people, they become a threat. The attacks increase unless they sell their souls to the controlled narrative for fame and fortune, or eventually become unalived. So, that's the end result if you don't really learn how to clear this stuff. As I said in my presentation at the last disclosure summit, it's all a controlled narrative. Until you realize this from the top down, it's a controlled narrative. All of your institutions, your political leaders, religious leaders, everything, it's a controlled narrative. And when you understand what the true teachings of Jesus, you'll understand this because he freed the people to make their own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And he was totally against all the hierarchical and patriarchal systems. And he restored power back to the people. So these other ones are a big distraction. And they're trying to look outside of yourself for these external gods and these old sacrificial gods, that the jealous, wrathful, genocidal gods, that's what they're doing their rituals to. And it's time for that to come to an end, basically. It is coming to an end. Anyway, all of us, David, Corey, and myself have been calling this out for a long time, and it doesn't come without consequences. So basically that's, they have their minions to make your life miserable. And unfortunately, a lot of their minions are the gullible, and the people just need to join the herd. They control the herd. And people aren't really, you really think about this. Where's the gain? Where's the gain in totally doxing and slandering and spreading meritless gossip and rumors? And then how can you call yourself enlightened after that? How can you follow somebody like that or even watch their programs? Seriously, it's like this is 101. It's just unbelievable what I've been seeing. So anyway, the doxing, the trolls, the character assassinations, the jealous and competitive people in the conspiracy, spiritual, and UFO, UAP communities are really coming out of the woodwork right now. And again, these communities are riddled with posers, shield, planned opposition, the morally and integrity impaired, those who climb on the backs of others, playing the one-upmanship game. And this is what anyone who is authentic has to deal with. The division, meritless gossip, rumors, lack of unity and cooperation, all of which the dark arts thrive on. So which team are you on? Think about this. Which team have you joined? And what are your motives? Why would any ascended master or spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders work with these morally and integrity challenged, in some cases, delusional people? Self-serving people, narcissists with an extreme sense of entitlement, with intentions and motives completely outside of universal law. Rather than rise to the occasion, they dox, character assassinate, spread unfounded, meritless gossip and rumors, compete and unfortunately rise on the top, rise to the top of the controlled narrative. If you really knew what people do, off stage, on the highest levels, and especially in the UFO community, you'd get sick if you really knew what was really going on. Anyway, so this control narrative is driven at the top by nefarious entities we mentioned earlier. So there is a hierarchical order, and there's some just pure evil crap going on at the top. Anyway, so this explains what happened to East City, Hawaii, and how it was hijacked. The same folks spoke at the recent conference held by the Morally and Integrity Challenge folks on the Big Island, and I'm still waiting, but not expecting any apologies for their behavior falling false, far short of their professed enlightenment. At the latest, I call it conference on the Big Island, some presenters fell into the all the above category, a journey to deception. The gossip and rumors, unfortunately, were true concerning some of their past and present presenters, known to be morally and integrity challenged, con artists, basically. So, anyway, allegedly, some presenters were documented rapists and pedophiles in some of their other conferences. So, and some were attacking, David, Corey, and myself, basically, previously. So, we call that the one finger pointing forward with three fingers pointing back. So some doubled down, rather than taking a moment to ponder the effects, the end result of their condemning words, actions, and spreading of the meritless gossip and rumors. And many had no previous knowledge or firsthand experience basing their accusations and assuming the gossip and rumors were true, not knowing the true origin of the gossip and rumors, firmly established their own ignorance and character. You're not establishing the character of those you're trying to take down. You're establishing your own. The real question is, who is it serving to dox and spread meritless gossip and rumors, attack the light workers, whether you agree with them or not? What is the motive? Do you serve the satanic Luciferian network willingly or in ignorance? Are you on their payroll or hope to be? Where does the competition and jealousy, conning others, preying on their trusting nature or lack of discernment fit into enlightenment? Denial will not avoid karma. And tying your camel to these nefarious organizations, although you get the fame and fortune, or tying yourself to these controlled narratives, have consequences, basically. So breaking away from them also have severe consequences. So once you join them and then you see who they are and then you break away, you're going to be in a multidimensional war. And but anyway, I experienced many of the same events with the same people Corey and David have. I was told if I supported Corey by having him speak at East SETI, my career was over. I would never speak at another conference or be in any documentaries by the same network of people that are threatening and attacking Corey and David. They made good on all their promises with relentless character assassinations, deception, and lies. They created the meritless gossip and rumors. Many thought they would gain favor or be given positions with the network by participating in the takedown. When people are spreading these rumors, you have to ask, what is it you have to gain? What are you trying to cover up? Why are you trying to deflect, from your actions, and what actions are you trying to deflect from? Because again, it's three fingers pointing forward, like we got ripped off big time in Hawaii, and now they're trying to demonize me and turn me into some weird pedophile, saying I have a harem of women that are dazed that I've controlled. It's unbelievable what's being said, and there's only been maybe three or four couples there in their 50s that have been on the ranch. And I have caretakers too, and they would not stand for that. I guarantee you. As a matter of fact, some of these people were trying to bring multiple women with them to Hawaii, and I said, no, that's not what this is about. Anyway, so, we really need to get firsthand knowledge, get a name. The people go, someone said, or it's heard that this, or they have no evidence, no name and no firsthand knowledge. And until then, they have an agenda and they're usually trying to cover their own ass from what they've done. So it's time to really figure this one out. So anyway, many thought they would gain favor or be given positions within the network by participating in the takedown. And so I wonder how now, wonder how they feel now, seeing the consequences of their actions. Are they going to be brutally honest with themselves, realize they're part of the controlled narrative, the morally and integrity challenged behavior, replete with the conspiracy spiritual UFO UAP community, which attacks those who are authentic? And that's really what's going on here. It's a huge infiltration. I left the conference scene due to this and the fact that they were taken over by dark money. And I also was met because of this gossip and the rumors. I was met with some very large, angry women. And they started spewing out all the gossip and rumor. And I said, none of this happened. Anyway, I can totally prove none of it happened. And I can't be all of the gossip and rumors because some of them are totally contradictory. I don't have a Russian bestiality ring. I've never been to Russia. I don't even know where it is. And you can't be a pedophile and a womanizer and a, what else was it? Gay. And none of these things match up and none of them are correct. And so anyway, they've tried everything. They couldn't stop me because, I created my own conference center at the ranch. I have my own radio shows and everything. So the only thing they could resort to is to try to destroy my character. And they've been doing a good job at that. But the thing is that I know who I am. I have my own God connection. I know I'm totally loved and accepted and approved there. Why do I need them? Why do I need anybody? And that's the deal. If you don't have that, you're going to be eaten alive. And you've got to be anchored in your own personal God creator, great spirit connection, or you're going to get taken out by this stuff. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, I'm going to get through this. I'm trying to think where I stopped here. But anyway, I realized the UFO UAP community, was extremely compromised, which is why disclosure failed, for over 70 plus years. And it also might be why so many scientists are disappearing. Think about that. So what is the moral of the story? How can purposeful good, come out of David and others suffering, these untimely deaths? How do we prevent this from happening again? First and foremost, I believe we have to acknowledge there is a controlled narrative at the top, of which there are some very nefarious groups, many referring to, including David, as satanic Luciferians. Second, we need to understand there are unseen negative influences. Many of our thoughts are not our own. You cannot commit suicide without multiple unseen negative influences engaged. And there's usually black magic, and that's been well established. There were some very negative, unbelievable energies directed towards David. And third, we need to discern what these unseen negative influences are, how to shield and clear them, creating sacred space. Engaging in spiritual practices without clearing and creating sacred space opens the door to unseen negative influences. We always clear before any event and throughout the event, opening each event with a prayer for protection. Many elders have opened the events with sacred prayers at Eseti. And so we honor the different all the nations and the elders always we always have an elder there before we open an event. And anyway, the fourth, we need to release the past and heal any wounds and traumas from childhood, including past lives, the chinks in our armor, allowing these unseen negative influences to manipulate us. Last, we need to be brutally honest with ourselves. Are we living a morally and integrous life? Are we living according to universal law, promoting universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all? Are we holding our leadership to the same standards? Sadly, there are a lot of narcissistic, self-serving people, con artists, and predators who are claiming to be enlightened, light workers. and their followers, basically. So until we realize this, refuse to participate in the attacks on the authentic, those who are a threat to the controlled narrative, and take a stand, it will continue. Last, we have given, understandings and solutions, the prayers and techniques to discern, shield, and heal unseen negative influences, all free for over 40 years, are on our website at eSETI.org. It's also a priority in our self-mastery ambassador training. So do not let anybody disempower or distract you from making your own personal God, Creator, Great Spirit connection with the all-loving God of love and peace, not the little g sacrificial gods of the past. Do your own research, especially when it comes to the people that want to be your gurus. Look at their life off stage and the way they treat others. And, like the Epstein files prove, nothing is as it seems. And we live in a controlled narrative, the top of which are satanic Luciferian forces in free fall, basically. The Z word comes into mind, but we won't mention that. The masks are all coming down, the curtain pulled back, and their kingdoms are collapsing. There is no more gray area, a bifurcation of worlds between those on the downward spiral who want to control, dominate, and profit at the expense of humanity, Earth, versus those who want to live a spiritual life in service to others, in harmony with Earth and each other, who will prevail. We have to ask ourselves, on which path are we on? The universe will sort it all out despite the delusions and denials. So I want to leave you with one thing to contemplate. Most religions are trying to sell you an external God you already own within. Most ufologists are trying to sell an external ET when the whole universe is within. The Earth's true history, is a series of colonies from the stars. And so basically, you are the God and the ETs you're looking for. And you'll find both God and ET beyond the fear, the guilt, and the unworthiness and the illusion of separation. So just sit with that. If you figure this out, it's game over. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. One more thing I wanted to ask. I just wanted to make clear, basically, is that nothing is as it seems. And there are people in the UFO community and the UAP community and the spiritual community and the conspiracy community that are planned opposition, or they're just basically morally and integrity corrupt. And as I've been in this for 40 years, I know who they are, I know how they behave, I know their actions, and I've experienced the butt end of a lot of it. So, I just want you to people to really use discernment. And the see me, dig me stuff on stage is not where you want to be. You want to be going within and making your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit. And the whole universe is within you. And that's how you really make contact. You raise your frequencies and you start moving up the vibrational continuum. And then you start experiencing all these beautiful beings. And your third eye kicks on, your inner sensitivity kicks on. And you realize you've never been alone. These beings have been standing right alongside of us. But you're being distracted with all this other nonsense, and to the point of some people shouldn't even be on stage. They shouldn't even have a podcast. I mean, I don't believe in I believe the universe will take, karma will take its course, and I don't believe in censoring anybody, but we really need to use discernment with some of these people. And it's like I can't even, after 40 years, I've had so many people come after me, and not just physically, but other dimensional. And I've had a lot of hard knocks going through this. I guarantee you, I'm not going to commit suicide, so don't even think about that. They don't have any power here. They whisper, they get in your head when you're at your deepest, darkest hour. And they start whispering, it would be nice to just leave. It's great on the other side. And they start whispering this stuff. And then when you in your darkest hour, when you're at the bottom of the pit, you just go, okay, I'm out of here. And don't listen to that whisper. And focus on the loving, joyous, powerful manifesting God or goddess within you, and ask for help, and find friends and family to surround you with, you know, to support you, because, and get out of all this nonsense, you know. There's so much nonsense. I think it's there so you can see it. But the bottom line basically is, if you want to work with the masters, become a master. You know, if you want to work with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, raise your frequencies so they can work with you. And by all means, you know, adhere to universal law. Stop preying on friends and family and lovers and all this other crap going on. Others in the community. You know, this has got to come to an end. It will come to an end. And, you know, basically, with the energies coming in, everything is going to be revealed. Again, the masks are all coming down. You can see people's true agendas and people's true motives. And that's a guarantee. I guarantee this is all going to come up. It's what all these forces are about that are coming into the planet right now. All this higher consciousness and energy and beams of light and solar flares and everything else that's happening. It's all part of the process. So anyway, you know, be kind and loving to yourself and others, and get solid, you know, get grounded, because we are going to be challenged. Anyway, my second sign off, you know, just be kind to each other. That's all you need to do. That's it. Be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. Have a great evening. Good night.
Flash. Thank you. Thank you.
This was just posted by the President of the United States. I'm going to read it exactly as it was written. Based on the tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and unidentified flying objects, UFO, and any and all other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America.
can.
I can't believe it.
It's an orb. Look, it's been following us, man, while we've been fishing. There it is, right there, right there, right there.
It's crazy.
That's weird, man. Look at that thing, man. It's just like hovering, not even moving. Except every now and then it moves. Like when we get close to it, like it's going to leave. I think it's like checking us out.
What's it doing?
I don't know, man.
That's
what do you think?
It's kind of scaring me.
It's kind of scaring you? Let's look at that thing again. There it is. It's just hovering, dude. What a trip.
I never thought they were real.
Wow. Out here at Whiskey Town Lake.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.